Deuteronomy chapter number 6 and verse number 5. We're going to read one verse together. Reading from the King James Bible. If you do not have a King James Bible, you do not have a Bible. I suggest you getting a King James Bible. Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse number 5. Let's read together in unison, shall we? And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. I'm going to talk to you this morning about you loving God. Or do you love God? And let's pray, shall we? Dear God, thank you again for loving us, for being a wonderful God. Thank you, Lord, for salvation that we have through the Lord Jesus. Thank you for your grace and for your mercy that we heard about this morning. Thank you for church. Thank you for the auditorium being warm. I know it's cold outside. And thank you, Lord, for the good crowd that we have for considering the weather that's outside this morning. And Lord, now, Lord, please bless, meet with us, the Holy Spirit of God. I pray, Lord, that we'd listen to thy words, to the word of God this morning, on whether we love you or not, and help us to love you more than we loved you before we walked in. Bless, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. This is part 3 in the series of the love of God. If you were here 2 weeks ago, we talked about how Ecclesiastes chapter number 9, that no man knows love or hatred apart from God or the word of God. You think you love, or you think people love, but nobody knows love except from the word of God. Ecclesiastes 9, verse number 1 is very clear. So the only way you can know how to love people or how to love God is by the word of God. And then we talked about last week about the signal that God sends out. There's nowhere in the Bible that God says he loves everybody. Only religious people say that. But yet God's love is outstretched to all and available to all, just like God's wrath and judgment is available to all. And depending upon what antenna you put up and what signal you're catching, remember last week we talked about service providers? So whatever signal you're putting up, an antenna you're putting up, is the exact signal or signal that you're going to get from God. Now, if from your heart you want the love and mercy of God, that's what you'll receive. But if you hate God, you're going to receive the wrath of God and the judging hand of God Almighty and the condemnation of God and the curse of God. The curse of God is throughout the whole world. The judging hand of God is throughout the whole world. Just like the love of God is. But God's very clear that God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. So what God says, he never says he loves everybody. But his love is for everybody. But if you hate God, you have not known the love of God. If you hate people, you do not know the love of God. It's available for you, but you're setting up the wrong signal. What service provider are you? With Satan or with Jehovah God Almighty? That was last week. This week, I'm going to talk about if you love God or not. Do you love God? Deuteronomy chapter number 6, verse number 5. Say, thou shalt love the Lord thy God, watch this now, with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. One more time. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. Do you love God this morning? Jesus said, he that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me, in Matthew 10, verse 37. There are people that love their parents and love their children more than they love God. That's why parents don't discipline and spank their children. Because they love their children more than they love God. There's people who are afraid or embarrassed to live for God because they have more love for their parents than they do for the God who made them. And Jesus said, he that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Jesus said in John chapter number 12, he that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. For in verse number 43, it says, for they love the praise of men more than the praise of God. Today we live in a generation of people like the praise of men more than the love of God. We don't want to serve God and live for God because we're afraid what people will say. In 1 Corinthians chapter number 16, verse 24, the Bible says, if any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be anathema maranatha. That means cursed forevermore if you do not love Jesus Christ. And the Bible says here, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. Ephesians 3:17 says we ought to be grounded in love, rooted and grounded in love, the love of Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter number 5 that we ought to walk in love as Christ also hath loved us. The Bible says in 2 Thessalonians chapter number 2, verse number 10, with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. The love of God is equal to the love of the truth of the Word of God. If you do not love the truth, the Word of God, you do not love God. And the Bible is very clear that before the rapture, for those who do not love God or love the truth, they will be deceived with all deceivableness because they receive not the love of the truth. Do you love the Word of God this morning? The Bible says in Philemon, verse number 5, hearing of thy love and faith which thou hast toward the Lord Jesus. Do people know that you personally love Jesus? 2 Peter chapter number 2. Or do you love the wages of unrighteousness as Balaam did? Balaam loved the wages of unrighteousness. Some people, you know, the Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. Do you love God or you love money? You know, when you have money, you have power. You have control over things and over people. And people like that, you know. But I ask you a question, do you love God or you love money? 1 John chapter number 2, the Bible says, but whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. That means when you keep the word of God, the love of God is perfected or matured. It's a mature love. He says in 1 John chapter number 2, verse 15, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Do you love Jesus Christ or do you love the world? Do you love the Word of God or do you love the world? In 1 John chapter number 3, the Bible says, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. It's easy for each of us, any of us, say, well, I love God. Not when you disobey clear commandments in the Word of God. You do not love God. You may be saved because it's easy to be saved. We talked about that this morning. But just because a person is saved does not mean that they love God. Just because someone asked Jesus Christ for mercy to save their soul from hell does not mean they love the Word of God. Today, everybody gets on Facebook and all this chatter and social media, and everybody wants to proclaim, oh, I love Jesus. Not when you clearly disobey a clear commandment in the Bible. You may say that, but anybody who knows the Bible knows otherwise. You may be saved. Just because you're saved does not mean you love God. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. 1 John chapter 5, verse 2 and 3 say, by this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. Well, Pastor, I can't do that because, you know, Pastor, nobody lives like that and nobody does that anymore. First of all, that's a lie. And the second of all, you're saying that because you don't love God. And you're looking for any excuse. If you love God, you would keep his commandments because his commandments are not grievous. I'm not asking if you're saved this morning. I asked that in the adult Bible study. This morning, I'm asking you, do you love God or are you just playing games with God? You're playing games with people. You're playing games with your own life. If you love God, you'd love Hebrews 10:25 that says, forsake not the assembling of yourself together, as the manner of some is. But you can come to church or not come to church. It doesn't matter to you because you don't love God. Now, if you got to work, work. I know most preachers don't agree with me on that. Sunday is not the Lord's day, by the way. Sunday is not the Lord's day. I don't care what anybody tells you. I don't care what you read, what anybody preaches. Sunday is not the Lord's day. The Lord's day, first of all, it's only mentioned one time in the Bible. The Lord's day is mentioned in Revelation. And that's the day of the Lord, the judging day of the Lord God Almighty, when he's going to come and judge this earth. The Lord's day, apostrophe S, is possessive. Every time you look up the word, the phrase in the Old Testament or the New Testament, the day of the Lord, that's the Lord's day. Sunday is not the Lord's day. So if you got to work on Sunday, I said, if you got to work on Sunday. Now, if you choose to work just to make extra money, don't tell me that you love God. I don't want to hear that. We make excuses. Well, I can't come to church today, Pastor, because I got to work. Sure. So you can make time and a half or overtime because you love your money. You love the love of money more than the love of Jesus Christ, more than the love of the Word of God. Hebrews 10:25. You know, some of us, we can't even come to church on time. You've been coming to church 5, 10 years, and you stroll in here Sunday morning, 5, 10, 15 minutes, you can't even make it to the adult Bible study. You know what? You couldn't go to work that way and get paid. But it tells everybody how much you don't love God. Try showing up at work 15 minutes late all the time. Try showing up at work an hour late all the time. And don't tell me then you love Hebrews 10:25. Look, it happens to every single one of us. We're late once in a while. Something happens. I understand that. But blessed be God, when it's once a week or once a month or all the time, there's something wrong with your love for the Word of God, for the house of God in Hebrews 10:25. There's something wrong. Don't tell me that you love God. If you're sick, I understand that. Some of us, we're getting old, man. I understand that. We end up in a hospital. We got to stay home. My bones are hurting. I'm pulling my muscles. I'm getting old. I understand that. That happens. But if you got two good hands and two good feet and you're a healthy body, you can go to work and you can come to God's house. If you love God, you'd get baptized. If you love God, then you would find out why you need a King James Bible. It's not that hard to figure it out. If you love God, you get yourself a job and work and pay the bills instead of living off of welfare and food stamps and being a bum on a step somewhere drinking your alcohol and your beer. If you love God. But we love our rock music more than we love God. Yeah, we love our rhythm and blues more than we love God. We love our heavy metal more than we love God. We love our alcohol and our smoke and our chew and our dope and our drugs more than we love God. We love our clothes more than we love God. We like our fornication more than we like God. Yeah, we're lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, the Bible says. Yeah. You know what Jesus asked Peter? Lovest thou me more than these? He asked him 3 times, Peter, lovest thou me? Peter, lovest thou me? Hey, do you love Jesus? Or are you just mouthing the words to tell everybody how much you love God when you don't love God? If you love God, you tithe, by the way. I'll never forget the first time I heard a sermon on tithe. I said, wow, that's good because I don't have to give that much anymore. I mean, you love your house and you love your car and you love your money more than you care about souls being saved and supporting missionaries and paying the bills and helping the ministry get people saved. Hey, I don't take a salary here. You get mad at me all you want. I don't take a salary. I'm going to work. I plan on going to work tomorrow morning, amen? The house I live in, the cars I drive, I pay because God's blessed me because I go to work. Some of you got to learn how to go to work. And work, and then work, and then work, and then work. Don't tell me you love God and you're lazy, sleepy, and sleep in bed. Some of you have never seen the sun come up gradually. You get up at 10 o'clock and look at that big white ball in the sky and say, wow, where'd that come from? You never get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning. We live in a lazy nation. Get mad at me all you want. You just don't love God. And I'm going to tell you something. I said this 30 years ago when Ronald Reagan got elected, and I'm going to say it almost the same way. The reason people didn't want Trump to win is because they don't want to go get a job and work. They're too stinking lazy. They want the government to take care of them. They want to leech off the system. So, Pastor, how come the crowds aren't getting bigger enough? I have no idea. Do you know why? I have no idea. I don't want 1,000 people that don't love God just because they come inside a room. God's looking for people that love Him unconditionally, not looking for something. My Bible says if you don't support your own, take care of your own, you're worse than infidel. That's what God said. Yeah. Hey, you fellas, you don't take care of your wife or your kids, God says you're worse than an infidel. And then you say you love God. Well, I love God. You know how to say it with the right inflection, you know. Oh, I just love God. You've been going to too many charismatic Pentecostal churches. You've been watching those circuses on television too much. Those fake, phony, frauds, televangelists. Put your hand on the radio, put your hand on television, and be healed. You believe that junk. It's because you don't love God. I say, you don't love God. Because if you love God, you stay away from that stuff. I'll show you a verse right here, man. I skipped it. Hold on a second. We won't find this one. Take your Bible, turn to Deuteronomy 13, please. Deuteronomy chapter 13. People profess that they love Jesus Christ. They profess, but in works they deny Him, the Bible says. They profess, oh, I love Jesus. Oh, I love the Bible. Or I love people. And their actions and their deeds are completely contrary to their statement. Hey, honey, if you love Jesus Christ, then you'd obey Deuteronomy 22:5 that tells you how a woman ought to dress. Don't tell me that you love Jesus, you dress like a harlot, dress like a whore. I mean, people are dressing worse when they come to God's house than they did 30 years ago walking on the streets. Deuteronomy chapter number 13. Verse number 3, thou shalt not hearken unto the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams. You're all into dreams and visions and signs and wonders and miracles. Well, God says, thou shalt not hearken unto the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams. Watch this. For the Lord your God proveth you to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. You're obeying your little snot-nosed boy and girl instead of obeying the word of God. Then you wonder why God's curse and judging hand is on you. You're willing to obey everybody else except God. Oh, I gotta obey the government, I gotta obey my this, and I gotta obey this, and I got everybody else. Because there's something in it for you. But God's proven whether you love Him or not. You listen to those fake phonies and frauds, those dreamers of dreams. Oh, I got this vision. Oh. I have a word of faith. Oh, and God's speaking to me right now. They're liars, I'm telling you. Their pantsuits on fire. God's proving you, whether you love Him or not. Just because you say it doesn't mean you do it. Just because you say, I love Jesus, doesn't mean you love Jesus. So I don't like that kind of preaching. Well, I don't like your kind of thinking either. Do you love Jesus more? Do you love the Word of God? Joshua 23:11 says, take good heed therefore unto yourselves that you love the Lord your God. Do you love God? My Bible says in Psalm 51, let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. How come there's no joy written all over your face? How come you're miserable? How come you don't know how to smile? God says, let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. He says in Psalm 18:1, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. Psalm 26, verse 8, Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house and the place where thine honor dwelleth. Psalm 31:23, O love the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Psalm 40, verse 16, let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified. How come you can't go around with a smile? It doesn't cost you a penny to smile. Yeah. How come you can't be friendly? It don't cost you a penny to be friendly. You know why? Because you're miserable and you don't love Jesus. Why don't you just get right with God this morning? If you're not saved, get saved. But if you're saved, just get right with God. It's not that hard. Just admit to God that you're a sinner and you don't love Jesus the way you ought to love Jesus. He loved you. He died for you. He gave you everything. He gave you salvation. Psalm 69, verse 36, the seed also of his servants shall inherit it, and they that love his name shall dwell therein. Psalm 70, verse 4, let such as love thy salvation say continually, let God be magnified. Psalm 97, verse 10, ye that love the Lord hate evil. Hey, if you love God, you listen to me good, you would hate the sodomite lifestyle. If you love God, you'd hate the NIV Bible. You'd hate the perversion Bibles. You'd hate the unisex movement that's going on. If you love God, you'd hate evil. Don't blame me because you grew up in a dead Methodist church. And don't blame me because you grew up in a dead Presbyterian church. And don't blame me because you went to some irreligious service that somebody and nobody loved Jesus Christ. My Bible says if you love God, you ought to hate evil. Yeah, I'll tell you why people get mad at the preacher. Because sooner or later, the preacher's going to knock on your sin and you don't like it. Hey, guess what? I knock on my sin a lot of times when I'm preaching because I got to preach against my own sin. But you know, we're too stinking proud. We love ourselves more than we love God. Yeah. Hey, honey, if you love God, you'd obey your husband in everything he told you to do. Yeah, but you want to talk back, sass back, answer back. You don't know what the Bible says about wives obey your husbands. It's in the Bible, by the way. Yeah, so all these women, you know, you listen to Joyce Meyer, man. Somebody ought to flush her down the toilet, man. The Bible says women ought to be silent in church. And it's not right for a woman to preach or teach from the pulpit. Read your Bible. And then they talk around. They go on television and radio and say, oh, how we love God. Or because you can say, instead of saying God, you say God. You know, you draw it out with a southern draw. You say, oh, I love God. I don't care how you say it. I don't care how many times you say it. It's still a lie straight from hell, ladies and gentlemen. James said, I'll show you my faith by my works. And Jesus said, by their works you shall know them. By their deeds you shall know them. By their fruits you shall know them, he said. Psalm 119 says, and I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. You love the word of God? If you love the word of God, then you would hate all the other perversions of the word of God. Psalm 119 says, oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation day and night, a meditation all the day. My hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved, and I will meditate in thy statutes. He said in Psalm 119, I love thy testimonies. He said, I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. You love your money more than you love God and the word of God. He said in Psalm 119, I hate and abhor lying. You'd rather have a lying minister or reverend talk to you instead of a preacher of the old-time religion. Yeah. That's why some people say, I'm not coming back there. That's up to you. You're going to meet God one day. You're going to meet the God who wrote this book. And your life is going to flash on that screen at the eternal judgment day of God Almighty. And you're going to see how much you lied saying, oh, I love my wife or I love my husband. Or, I love my children. I love my parents and I love my church and I love God. You lied, you lied, you lied. Fa la 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 la. Psalm 119 says, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. If you love God, this preaching shouldn't offend you. If you said something nasty to me, something derogatory to me, if I love the word of God, it won't offend me. It's that simple. I'm not offended. You shouldn't be offended because we both love the word of God. When you get so offended and so hurt, somebody says something or does something to you, that means you do not love the word of God. Psalm 119, verse 165, it's in black and white. We say we love God, but we don't. We're playing games. You love your Christmas tree more than you love God. You like your Christmas decorations and your Christmas presents more than you love God. You like the Christmas spirit more than you love God. You know what? God have mercy on you. My Bible says in Psalm 122, verse 6, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. You better pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You better pray for God's people, the Israelites, the Jews. I know they're not right with God, but you ought to pray for them. The Bible says in Isaiah 1, everyone loveth gifts and followeth after rewards. What's in it for me? What do I get out of it? Not it is more blessed to give than to receive. If you love God, you give yourself. You give your life. Jesus said in John 5, but I know you that ye have not the love of God in you. Do you love God? Because Jesus said, I know you that ye have not the love of God in you. Hey, are you a Pharisee? You playing religious games this morning? Huh? You may be able to fool people. You're not going to fool Jesus Christ. He said in John 8, if God were your father, ye would love me. He said in John 14, if you love me, keep my commandments. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings. And the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you love me, ye would rejoice, because I said I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. He said in John 15, if you keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love. Hey, why don't you start obeying God? I said, why don't you just start obeying God? Because obedience is the very best way to tell whether you love God or not. That doesn't mean people who obey the Bible doesn't mean that they love God either. I'm not saying that. But we sure do know that if you don't obey the word of God, you do not love God. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. He said in John 15, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Hey, why don't you give your life for your friends? Why don't you give your life for Jesus Christ? Not just dying for him, but living for him, giving your life over to him. Or do you love your life more than you love God? He said in 1 Corinthians 8, if any man love God, the same is known of him. He said in Romans 8, 28, all things work together for good to them that love God. You know why you still complain about things that have happened in the past, things that happened today? Because you don't love God. If you love God, all things work together for good to them that love God. But you got to love God. That's why some people are bitter. Some people are angry. Some people are jealous. They don't love God. Your whole life would change if you just decide today to love God. But you're more concerned what people think about you. Yeah. Happened to me. You're not going to that church, are you? You're giving how much? You're going how often? Hey, some of us happen to love God, amen. Some of us happen to love God more than money. Some of us happen to love God more than our children. Some of us happen to love God more than our houses and cars and our parents and life itself. Today we're spineless. We give in. We cave because we don't love God. If any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be anathema and maranatha, cursed. The Bible says to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge. The Bible says that the Lord will direct your hearts into the love of God. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 1, 7, God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. God hasn't given us fear. The reason you're afraid of people, the Bible says, a fear of man bringeth a snare. Every time you're afraid what people are going to say, what people are going to think, you're loving what they're going to say about you more than what God thinks and knows about you. Preacher, if I do that, I'm going to lose some friends. Well, maybe you need to lose those friends. Yeah. Well, preacher, if I do what you tell me to do, I'm going to have to stop a lot of things. Well, join the club, amen. I got rid of my rock and roll albums. I changed my music. I changed my clothes. The Bible says it's a shame for a man to have long hair. I got a haircut. Some of us have to change if you want to love God. Now, if you don't want to love God, Be a bump on a log, live your whole life for yourself, and then show up at the judgment seat of Christ. Do you love his appearing? 2 Timothy 4:8. Titus 3:4 says, but after that, the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared. James 1:12 says, blessed be the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. James 2:5, hearken, my beloved brethren, hath not God chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom, which he hath promised to them that love him, whom having not seen ye love, in 1 Peter 1:8. 1 John chapter number 3, the Bible says, hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso hath this world's good and seeth his brother hath need and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? How dwelleth the love of God in him? Well, you can ask that same question for all the other Bible verses. You don't want to give? How dwelleth the love of God in you? You don't want to share the gospel with anybody? How dwelleth the love of God in you? You want to change your wardrobe or change your music or change your direction in life? How dwelleth the love of God in you? Are you bitter against somebody? You're mad at somebody? You hate somebody? How dwelleth the love of God in you? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. The Bible says love is of God. Everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man hath seen God at any time. That means all the charismatics and Pentecostals are a bunch of liars who say that they've seen God. For if we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. He goes on and says, God is love. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. 1 John 5:20. I'm sorry, 1 John 4:20. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. You say you love the church, you love the families of church, you like the people of church. God says, by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. 1 John chapter number 5. Jesus said in Revelation 2, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember when you first got saved, and you loved Jesus? Yeah. Now your heart's got cold. You don't care if people die and burn in hell, or you never share the gospel with anybody. You stop praying, stop reading your Bible, stop coming to church. Stop being thrilled and enjoying your salvation. Well, I remind you, Jesus quoted Deuteronomy when he said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. That's what he said in Matthew 22. Mark chapter 12 says, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength. Luke chapter number 10 says, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy strength. And with all thy mind. Luke 11, verse 42 says, but woe unto you, Pharisees. Hey, Pharisee, Baptist Pharisee, I'm talking to everybody this morning. For ye tithe mint and rue and all manner of herbs, and pass over judgment and the love of God. These ought ye to have done, and not to leave the other undone. Do you love money, popularity, sin, pleasure, laziness? A cold heart more than Jesus? Huh? Do you love God this morning? John chapter 21, please. Let's close. We're going to close with this. John chapter 21. John 21, verse number 15. If you love God, you dress right. It's not that difficult. If you love God, you give, so missionaries could be supported to get the gospel around the world. If you love God, you'd go soul winning, share the gospel with somebody. If you love God, you'd try to do the best you knew how. Even if you're nervous, you don't know how to do it, you would do your best trying to know how to do it. And I'm not mad at anybody, this Baptist preaching. And by the way, if you love God, you'd go to an old-fashioned independent fundamental Baptist church, if you love God. The reason people don't go to independent fundamental Baptist church, listen to me good, one of two reasons. Either they don't know, they've never heard about it, or they don't love God. One of those two reasons is the only reasons why people don't go to independent fundamental Baptist church. You want to go where there's a nice building, where the heat's a little warmer than it is right now. Yeah, nice property, nice big teen group, nice singles group. Yeah. You want to go a high fancy fancy class building, beautiful, multi-million dollar building somewhere. So you can listen to rock and roll music with religious words in it that Jesus hates, and then stand up and wave your hands, oh, how much I love Jesus. John chapter number 21, verse 15. So when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, feed my lambs. He saith to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, feed my sheep. Hey, I asked you this question this morning. Do you love Jesus? Jesus knows all things. You can fool somebody else. You can fool the preacher. You're not fooling Jesus. The question I want to ask you this morning, do you personally love God? Do you love Jesus Christ? I'm not asking if you're saved this morning. Salvation is very simple. Salvation is very easy, as we said in the earlier hour. But I'm asking, do you love God? Do you love Jesus Christ? Do you love the Word of God? If you did, you'd obey the Word of God to the best of your ability. Let's all stand. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for loving us. Thank you for being such a wonderful God. Thank you for salvation. Lord, thank you for folks. I know it's cold out this morning. They could have been anywhere else. They decided and chose to come to the house of God this morning. God bless them. I pray, dear Holy Spirit of God, you speak to our hearts about this invitation, about our need to love you and love others. Unfeigned love, not faking it, not putting on a show, but sincerely, in sincerity, loving you, loving the Word of God, and loving others. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Whatever your need is, you come and do business with God. God's people praying.